that was Brad Holmes. We were itching to talk to him and pick his brain and learn a little more. And John, we'll open up the lines. We'll read some ticket texts, but I've got some thoughts. I know you do too.
Yeah, go for it.
So he said they had like 30 attempts to trade up. And we know they were targeting a bunch of players. Some were edge.
Mm-hmm.
If he's looking at that position with any degree of interest, he should understand why people ask the question, right?
Yeah, I think he understands why people ask the question.
Well, he said he kind of doesn't.
Well, because it's hard for us to put ourselves in his actual shoes.
Right. But
have all the information that he's dealing with, because he's going to evaluate players different than we do.
I brought up the last 2 years getting Aiden help. He focused last year with the injuries. We all know the story. Last year, injuries. He mentioned we're going 4 or 5 deep. 2023, Aiden had 11.5 sacks. Do you know who was number 2 on the team in sacks?
No.
Aleem McNeil with 5. Do you know the next edge rusher that registered sacks on this team? It was Kaminsky with 2. So from edge positions in a fully healthy 2023 division championship team, I got Aiden with 11. I got John Kaminsky with 2. Brad, that's why the question's being asked.
Yes, the production is what we're all after. He's also managing all these extensions. And I wish we had more time, because I would have liked to have known. He's never going to share the actual equation of we think the cap is going up this month. This is why we give Kirby Joseph this amount of money. We're working on this with Aiden Hutchinson. But what does it look like in 26? What does it look like in 27? How do you continue to add players to this? And I understand not adding an elite edge.
Sure, I get that point. I do. I do concede that there's only, right, as you put it, 5 out there, and getting 2 is highly unlikely.
But I would also say that you can add quality talent,
yes,
in the draft. But it also goes to what he was talking about with the evaluation process is, if you're going to try and trade up to get one of, and I don't know how would he classify this class of edge rushers?
Right.
Like we already talked about, there's only 5 or 6 in the NFL right now out of 64. And now in this draft, are you looking at, is there 2 or 3 that you think are real quality edge rushers?
I think
to
the,
trade up for those guys, are you going to have to go to 15, 16? Are you going to have to go to 10?
I think another part of this too, the team is pretty damn well built.
Yeah.
Where there aren't 6 or 7 things for us to kind of banty about. I mean, how many weaknesses does this football team even have? There aren't many. Do you have any questions about the offensive line right now? I don't. You're not upgrading the quarterback position. We're very comfortable with Jared Goff. The receiver room, off a 1,000-yard season from J-Mo, plus the All-Pros that St. Brown is stacking, plus LaPorta, two-headed monster in the back. There's no questions about the offensive personnel. The only thing we had last year was wide receiver 3, right? That was us looking for something. Hey, where can you get better? Because you're always trying to get better to win a Super
Edge
Bowl.
Edge was a part of the discussion last year as well.
So it's been a multi-year discussion, because it is one of the few, and I stress few because he's done a good job, one of the few areas of this football team that we do fixate on because it still is a need.
So you're not asking, obviously, for another elite, and nobody is.
I would love one, but I think it's a demand.
Look, if you could trade for one of those guys.
Of course.
It's just unrealistic in today's NFL. I mean, we've never seen anything like that.
No.
Right, but if you go and re-sign Zadarius, now you've got a guy last year, instead of Kaminsky with 2, you've got a guy coming back that had 9 last year.
Yeah, it could get you 8 to 10.
Exactly. And I think your point to defend you is this just comes down to 2 players.
Yeah.
It comes down to Pascal and Davenport. You don't think they're good enough to get the job done.
Well, and Brad's paying Davenport, you know, lemonade stand money. I think there's an admission there that he isn't a proven player either.
And so I do think John just brought up the keys to this whole thing. You bring back Smith, and if that happens, then all this was a kind of a lot of hot air.
Sure.
But we're living in the moment. We're doing the show today. We're not doing the show on May 15th if this happens.
Oh, we've talked about it all along. It makes sense to get Zadarius back in here.
But my thing is, with a guy like Pascal, I just think it would have happened by now. And Davenport can't stay healthy. So I think we know the verdict.
Right.
And I think that's where I would defend Jim and just saying, okay, you might be obsessed about it. Yeah. But it should be a higher level caliber player there.
Yeah, that's all I was saying, too. I tried to jump in with, we all want an elite player, but no one's saying go get an elite edge rusher. It's get an upgrade at that position because the production for multiple seasons, not just last year with injury, for multiple seasons, we have not seen the production opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
And because the level of talent that's currently there is untrustable.
Yes.
If Aiden goes down, then you start going back to last year because you don't have McNeil until Thanksgiving, most likely.
Yep. And again, it's hard to forecast injuries.
You see the vulnerableness of it.
Yeah.
Versus the guy can't have a 53-man roster of elite players, you know?
Well, I just go back to it. Like, he doesn't... The questions about Edge are perplexing to him. He has said that before. He confirmed it to us. The only obvious takeaway is he is very comfortable with their pass rush for the upcoming season. If he's wrong, it's the thing that's going to keep them from winning a Super Bowl.
Well, it could be one of the things that lead him... keep him from being...
I mean, right now,
last year,
is it the biggest...
It was injuries.
Is it the biggest glaring issue on this football team? To you. Now, I'm a layman. I didn't play the game. Is their biggest football need from a football perspective, from the football guy, pass rush?
I think it is their weakest starting position.
So that's why we ask the questions.
Right. But it doesn't mean that they can actually go out and add to that position. Now, Za'Darius is out there.
Yeah.
But as we went through the whole math with Brad, there are other teams, which I'm actually kind of surprised that Za'Darius hasn't landed in another spot. And I don't know if
that's... I think he might want to come back here,
I think
too.
He might want to as well, which plays a part in it. Is he just going to wait it out, wait and see? And maybe they said, hey, let's wait and see what happens in the draft. We have to do that as a franchise. We've got to wait and see who is available when we're picking or within striking range of us being able to go up and get. Because we'd rather have a, you know, quote-unquote young version of Za'Darius Smith making much less than a 10-year vet coming in who just... Well, had nine sacks last year.
And the offset. If I'm about to hand Aiden a Brinks truck full of cash, it'd be nice to have a cross-controlled rookie on a four-year deal. The attempts are made. You don't get your guy. The questions are going to come. Ticket Texter points it out well. A good pass rush is going to flirt with 50 sacks. If Aiden gets 20, where are the others coming from this front?
Right. And so, yeah, some of them are going to come from blitzing.
Yes.
You're going to get some from the linebackers.
Safety, linebacker,
you're
going to
be nickel and dime them here. And I'm not talking about the defense. I'm just talking about, hey, you get one or two here, one or two there.
Two from Levi, you know, two from Pascal. Yeah. But to get to
50, yeah, you got to make up the difference. Yeah.
Anyway, we got open lines, 248-539-9797. Get some of your thoughts. Ticket text as well. It's 97.1.